again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 215 in a series of 260 broadcasts dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. Yesterday, we mentioned a variety of folks who, after retiring to Hendersonville, made memorable contributions to the community and to its quality of life. I mentioned George Stoll, and today let's add to that name Hank Graham. The mid-1950s saw a great deal of activity in construction. As we pointed out yesterday, the First Presbyterian Church Sanctuary was being built, and in November of 1953, the medical dream of the community came into being. Pardee Memorial Hospital was dedicated. And less than 10 years later, a brand new Park Ridge Hospital would be built and open for service. We mentioned yesterday the oversight responsibility voluntarily undertaken by John Hurley and George Stoll, engineers who had retired to Hendersonville, and they wanted to be sure that their new Presbyterian church being constructed was flawless. Just 5 years after the new Presbyterian church was consecrated, George Stoll next turned full-time devotion to Pardee Memorial Hospital. This was in 1963. George served on the trustees from 1963 till he died in 1992. More impressive, George was president of the trustees for 19 years, serving from 1966 to 1985. During a great portion of this time, serving with George on the board was another retiree, Hank Graham. Hank was active not just in the hospital, but the Chamber of Commerce and a variety of other community organizations. He had a sly wit, and with jokes, he would always liven up any meeting. Pardee opened its main building in 1953. I remember it was another case of the old Good Morning Man, the MC, and Frank Fitzsimmons, the featured speaker. E.E. McBride was chairman of the county commission back then. He was heard from, along with members of the hospital board in 1953, including C.W. Cunningham as president, W.A. Baxter, vice president, J.C. Mara, Jr., treasurer, Ms. Walter Pike, secretary, other board members, B.B. Massagee, Mrs. John Forrest, Dr. Mark Bradford, L.B. Prince, L.Y. Biggerstaff, Tom Hunter, Jr., and George Johnston. In just 4 years, a new wing was added to the hospital, which in 1957 made Pardee a 100-bed hospital. There was a solarium given by Dr. Cummings, the Lane Wing, named for the benevolent Lane family who helped build it. And then there was the Graham Stoll Tower, which in recent years has been not only finished to include the third floor shell, but totally modernized on every level. And the Graham Stoll Tower came into being because of the generosity of George and especially Hank Graham, who gave $100,000 to the project. And down through the years, any time there was a campaign for funds to decorate rooms, Hank Graham was always good for at least $10,000 any time he was asked. Hank died abruptly of a heart attack as he was driving down Hebron Road. But his wife Arlene continued to work for Pardee and other activities in the community before moving closer to her children and grandchildren. This summer, Arlene came back for a visit, and the child bride and I had the pleasure of taking her out to lunch and on a drive showing her some of the changes that had occurred here since she left to live closer to her children and grandchildren. She complained that the area had changed so much she simply didn't feel at home here anymore, and this probably would be her last visit back. One of the most challenging projects that occurred during the presidency of George Stoll was the Jameson Wing, which brought Pardee Hospital into the forefront of the emergency medical care. The wing was named in honor of longtime administrator William E. Jameson, and I remember giving up my golf game to MC the dedication on a Sunday afternoon. Mildred Barringer was chairman of the county commission then and made principal remarks. In the total renovations that occurred in the Graham Stoll Tower and the finishing of the third floor, longtime Hendersonville resident Bobby Jones gave $500,000, and he was memorialized in that section. I don't want to forget the Oliphants who retired to Carolina Village, and I remember one Christmas when the Oliphants simply unsolicited dropped off and left for the board a stock certificate of Rockwell International valued at $52,000. And I also remember that when Bill Killian experienced a shortfall in his plans for a registered nursing teaching facility at Blue Ridge College, Estelle Wynn and myself made a call on Virginia Oliphant at Carolina Village. She placed a call to Chicago, and the shortfall was covered by her and a single cash donation, and that established the Oliphant School of Nursing at Blue Ridge. The Caden Wing, or really the Caden Radiation Center, represents just one of the gifts from Helen Caden DePardy Hospital. And even in the all-brand-new surgical wing just opened this fall, donations have played a major role in the construction and in keeping Pardee debt-free, which allows the county-owned hospital to serve our people with the lowest hospital rates of any facility of its size in the region. I've just mentioned a few of the names of great benefactors. If you were to cover them all, it would look like that marble wall outside the Dean Dome in Chapel Hill. Other great memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.